see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, July 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, in the second hour, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. And it has a question for us. Are we living in a post-constitutional America? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. All right. Yes, are we? The question is, are we? Well, sort of. Not completely, but definitely sort of, in a way. It is what it is. And this is so pertinent to so many different arguments that I hear people making. And it is what it is. All right. Let me give you a quote from the Civil War. It has nothing to do with the Constitution, but it brings up a point here. Okay. It's during the Civil War, part of the Union, the North strategy, the Anaconda Plan was simply to threefold. First of all, was to put a blockade around the South, blockade the ports. Then after that, hang on one second, Randy. I got somebody knocking on my door, and he probably wants me to move. Just a second.
He's always sitting in a parking lot somewhere doing the history lesson because he's got a good cell signal, and I apologize, but it does happen. I've been there, done it. So greatly, greatly appreciate that. Finally, you got a great signal, great location, and he wanted to talk to you.
Yes. Whatever. I'm in Indian River. I was sitting in the shade. I can't sit in the shade today. So there you have it. Okay. So it was the Anaconda Plan was to blockade the South, capture the Mississippi River, and to capture Richmond. All right. So that's now during the effort to totally blockade the South and capture the Mississippi River, there was a battle of the Battle of Mobile Bay, August 5th, 1864. They wanted to capture this bay. And it's a famous saying by Rear Admiral David G. Farragut. And it is commonly remembered as, quote, I'm just using this language because I'm quoting, damned the torpedoes full speed ahead. The exact quote was, as we've got it, damn the torpedoes, four bells, Captain Drayton, go ahead, Jouette, full speed. We're not going to worry about the minefields, which they used to call torpedoes. We're going through. We're gonna go right through that. That became a famous saying. We're gonna do what we got to do. Obviously the South, the North won the Civil War, and so it's become a famous saying. And a lot of people take this as politically, hey, we're gonna go straight forward. We're gonna make things happen. We're getting back to the Constitution. All right. And they use this kind of a saying, I say, this is what brave people do. These are men that we need to elect that have courage to bring us back to a constitutional republic as it was framed in 1787. Okay. Well, I'm for that. But we're just such a long ways away. There's something in sailing that you have to tack with the wind. Have you ever been on a sailing vessel, Randy, at all, ever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sailing vessels, there's a wind. And if you're going northeast and the wind's coming straight out of the east, you got to change your tactics. It doesn't work. So there you go. I'll talk about this and I'll address our Constitution when we get on the other side.
Short break, more with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Pastor Chatfield, pick it up right where you left off.
Okay, we're going straight forward. Damn the torpedoes, we're going straight forward. I get that, all right, politically. But if you're a sailor, there's a thing they do, it's called tacking. It's a maneuver of turning. If you're trying to go to the north, and there's a southerly wind blowing right in your face, you've got to turn the bow back and forth and tack.
Tack.
In other words, you for
tack.
You
yes.
got to tack. T-A-C-K. You tack. Excuse me. Now, sometimes you go, you might have to go to the northeast, and sometimes you have to go to the northwest. You can't sail straight into the wind. Now, you can say all day long, no, I'm a true sailor. I'm going to fight the wind. You can't fight the wind. The wind is the wind, and you're in a sailing vessel. You know, that simply can't be done. And that's true also when it comes to politics in our history. I mean, it's the way it is. It's the way it was at the Constitutional Convention. I mean, we wrote a very short constitution. Now we live 237 years later. There's so many things in the Constitution that we don't abide by. We're so many different things. Part of it because of tradition and the way we've done things, all these precedents done by the Congress, that's part of it. Part of it is because of the Supreme Court, in which we have, as Lincoln said, we practically turned over our republic to the courts. They are the makers of the law in a lot of ways. It's just the way it is. Now, you can say, well, we have to go all the way back and talk about Marbury versus Madison, the framers' intention of the courts, and we've done that many times on your show, and all the ways in which the courts have—they don't just interpret the law; they're making the law, and it is what it is. It's the system we've got now. Let me give you a number of things, and then we'll talk about foreign policy on the other side. Okay, we have something called the administrative state. We all know this. Article 1 of our Constitution says, all legislative power shall be vested in a Congress. Congress only makes laws. That's all it is. But what happens, mostly in the executive branch, that we have created at least 430 agencies of the executive branch, and every one of those agencies has rules and administrative rules, and those rules really function like law. They function like law, and if you don't follow their rules, it's not like you're breaking a law; you're breaking a rule. But they function just like a law. And now Congress doesn't make all those laws. Congress only is supposed to make laws. There's a way in the Constitution. Both houses of Congress must pass a law. It must be signed by the president. And if it's not signed by the president, for that bill to become a law, you need what we call a two-third override from both houses. Then it becomes a law without the president's signature. But now we have umpteen rules. I know somebody that, and I'm a good man, that basically say, you know, the IRS is an unconstitutional agency. I mean, why? I know we have the 16th Amendment, but he fought it. And then what happened? Then he went to jail. You know, you can say all day long that all these agencies these rules were not passed by law. But if the OSHA comes in and says, you got to fix this, whether or not that is a constitutional agency, if they tell you to fix it, you got to fix it. Unless you like jail, or when you'd be fined out of existence, because they have they operate like a force of law. In our Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, there's something called the Commerce Clause. The intention of the Commerce Clause was to prevent states from putting tariffs on each other. But what has happened now is that the government passes all sorts of laws under the guise of following the Commerce Clause of regulating everything. It is every activity the federal government controls, never the intent of the framers. Another one is money. In our Constitution, again, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, in case you care, only Congress has the authority to coin money, regulate the value thereof. Money was gold and silver. Only Congress can do that. But now we've created the Federal Reserve. We have greenbacks or notes that really are not money. We're teaching economics at Northern Michigan Christian Academy. This is enrollment's open yet for the fall. But I teach. I pull out a dollar or a 20, whatever I happen to have on me. I say, "What is this?" "Oh, that's money." I say, "No, it's not money. It's a Federal Reserve note." Our whole system now has abandoned the gold and silver almost completely. They've abandoned it. That's really not constitutional. You say, well, I'm going to fight it. How are you going to fight it? I don't even know how to even begin to fight it, let alone stand up and say, well, that's not money. It has been declared to be legal tender. Here's another one, and this is, we live in a surveillance state. And I know, in a way, there's a positive side. We want criminals to be caught. Okay, good, yes. And we don't want drunk drivers. No way, I don't believe in that. But do we want cameras at every single intersection? Do we want, and this is on a state level or on a federal level, do we want the federal government having access to every text message, every email, every phone call that you make? Do we want all that stuff stored? Is there kind of a presumption of privacy that's in our Bill of Rights, but that is... We've long passed that now, and it's and those clauses of the Constitution are just almost forgotten. The 9th and 10th Amendment of the Constitution are just about completely forgotten. The 9th Amendment, unlisted rights, which says this: just because a right is not listed in the Bill of Rights does not mean that you don't have that right. It's a recognition of natural law is what it is. That's completely forgotten. Most of our listeners don't even know what the 9th Amendment says. Let me give an example. One thing I'm convinced. There's no amendment in our Constitution which empowers parents to rear their children the way they think best. It's not in our Constitution. Why not? Because it's such a natural law that the primary responsibility for children belongs to parents. The framers never anticipated that anybody would challenge that, that it would take a village to raise a child, or that the children belong to the state. They never envisioned that. It was such a natural law. I mean, there's many things, but we have that right. It's an unlisted right. By the way, that is one of the reasons that Madison originally was against the Bill of Rights. And he was right to this extent, because he said, if we start listing rights, if we don't list one, then people, then the government will think they have that right. That's why they put the 9th Amendment, but it is routinely ignored. And the 10th Amendment is routinely ignored. It says those powers not vested by this Constitution, the federal government, or denied it by the states, are vested in the people or the states. In other words, simply this. If the Constitution doesn't give the federal government the right to do something, the specific, explicit right to do something, then it doesn't have that right. The 10th Amendment was put into the Constitution to kind of override. Remember, this came after the ratification of the Constitution. The last phrase in Article 1, which is called the Necessary and Proper Clause, or also known as the Elastic Clause, that the Congress can do whatever is necessary or whatever is necessary and proper for the execution of the listed powers. I wish that wasn't in the Constitution. The Necessary and Proper Clause. We could do a whole show on the Necessary and Proper Clause. The 10th Amendment was written after that to pull that back. A lot of people says, we don't like that. The Necessary and Proper? Oh, is it necessary and proper for the federal government to store, to get all your text messages, your telephone calls, your emails? Well, we're just looking for terrorists. You know, we don't want another 9/11. I get that, and I don't either, of course. But is that the federal government has that power? Well, In a sense, it does, because it is doing it. We know. Does everybody know that? My view on this, by the way, I know some friends that say, "Well, I'm not doing anything. I don't want my face out on social media or anywhere. I don't want any. I want to keep a very low profile. I maintain. That's long gone. You have emails? Do you? I mean, the most secure way to communicate is old-fashioned United States Postal Service. I don't think they have any way to x-ray an envelope and find out what you're saying to your grandma or whoever you're writing. But beyond that, everything we have is collected by the federal government. Yeah, that's not constitutional. There is a right put in the Bill of Rights to be secure in your person, places, and effects. I read that. It's just common sense. And the whole right of, before you even come in and get anything from my house, you gotta have a search warrant. There's got to be probable cause. But even then, if you get a judge who's friendly to your political cause, it's a piece of cake to get a warrant. That can happen easily. So it's like, well, what do these things mean? Well, that is the way it is. We live in the here and now. We have to tack with the wind, in my view. What does that mean? Well, you can't come up there tomorrow and say, well, okay, I have a bill here that we're going to eliminate OSHA, or we're going to eliminate the IRS, and we're going to do all that. Yeah, that has no chance of winning. And you're just people who don't understand our Constitution, don't understand our history, just laugh at you. You got to stay on board, stay on the team. I'm a little amused sometimes when I, on state government, now somebody will put a post out there. Anybody in state government or even federal government, you can write a bill. Anybody can write a bill. Take your picture with it and say, I have got this thing that we can do. You know, we're going to eliminate the IRS. Woo, hey, we're all for it. That has no chance. Zero. Now, people that don't know better say, well, my congressman, look what he's doing. Well, he's doing a photo op. That's what he's doing, because that's not going to work. It isn't going to happen. We're going to eliminate some social welfare program. It's not going to work. You're not going to get the votes. And you're going to be painted as if you don't love people and you don't care for the poor. I mean, there are so many different agencies. So much. We live in a welfare state. We're approaching it. What we have to do is track with the wind. A frontal assault with the wind in your face does not work. Okay, I'm going to hold off talking about war on the other side, because that's what really spurred me to go in this direction. You know, we live in the here and now. It is what it is. So I'm going to, if you've got any questions, I'm going to save the last part for the second half.
Yes, absolutely, because it is relevant to today's current events, all the things that are happening. But the historical, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. How many times have you said that over the last 12 years?
Right, right. And government grows. The Social Security Act of 1935, wish we'd never gone there, but we're there. We're not going to get up there and say, that's where we are. It's a government-run pension program is what it is, but it is what it is.
Yep. On the hour news break of hour number two here on this Friday, July 10th, short break. We'll be right back.